Bob Vila here with my home improvement tip of the day. So-called popcorn ceilings became popular back in the 1950s and 60s because they hid imperfections in ceiling surfaces and added some soundproofing between floors. Unfortunately, they often contained asbestos fibers, which not only helped them fall out of fashion but also made them tricky to remove. The potential for asbestos makes it critical that you have your popcorn ceiling tested before you even think about removing it. If your ceiling tests positive, this is not a DIY project. If you're lucky enough to have an asbestos-free popcorn ceiling, you can take it down yourself. Remove all furnishings from the room and cover the floor with plastic. Spray a 5-square-foot section with water using a spray bottle. Wait 15 minutes for the water to penetrate, then start scraping. Keep going until the entire ceiling is scraped, then allow to dry overnight. You'll need to sand the ceiling, fill in any gouges with drywall compound, and then prime it. Get more info at bobvila.com and right here at home with me, Bob Vila.